So Sheni of Vayigash is the great revelation of Yosef to his brothers, again very directly following Yehuda's revelation that Yaakov had been suffering this whole time. Notice the word v'hanar in enuiti. That's a reference to Yosef and Binyamin, right? V'hunar v'hanar in enuiti. Penerevara asher imtzas avi. Now, again, many times Yehuda refers to Yaakov as Avi, 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 Eich Elel Avi, V'Narin Enuti Pener Evara, Asher Yimtza Es Avi. And of course, this is borrowing from the special language that Yaakov and Yosef have together, right? V'lo Yachol Yosef Lisapeg L'chol Nitzavim Alav, V'ikra Otziu Chol Yishmi Alay, V'lo Amadi Shito B'Yisvada Yosef Alacha, V'itinis Kalo B'Vchi, V'yishmu Mitzrayim, V'yishma Beis Paro, Mayomer Yosef Elachav, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avicha, he's my father. I just didn't realize this whole time, as we've spoken about many times in the past, that my father really wanted to still be connected to me, right? Vayigar bo, Aviv, Vayomer lo, Havon avo, Anim chavecha, Chalishtach avos lecha arza. Ha'od Avicha is my father really still alive, as Sforno points out. Of course, Yosef knew that his father was alive. The whole point of the speech, of Yehuda's speech, is that his father won't long survive, you know, with this kind of, you know, suffering. If Binyamin is taken away, ha'od avichai, as Sforno says, it's mida'aga. How is it possible that he survives all these years, now that I know that he was really worried about me? Okay, so after this, you know, dual revelation, right? Yehuda's revelation to Yosef that Yaakov has been suffering, and Yosef's revelation to his brothers that, you know, indeed he is Yosef, right? There's just this total pause in the narrative. Lo yachlu echav lano soso kiniv halu mipanav. Right, this is Chazal say, "Oy lanu miyom hadin." Right, this is just this, you know, shattering, totally shattering breakthrough in terms of their understanding of their world and their present and their past, and you know they just are paralyzed. And so Yosef says the following: "Yomer Yosef elachav." He recognizes that it's not going to be helpful to say anything more, just to repeat it, but he says, "Gishuna elai vayigashu." So come very close to me. Vayomer ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem osi Mitzrayim. Right, nobody else would have possibly known. Not even the konim, right? As the Ramban points out, not even the konim of Yosef would possibly know, you know, that Yosef was their brother, right? So the only one that know about the mechira are Yosef and the brothers. You know, again, so this language of Geshuna Eli Vayigashu is deeply meaningful, and that is because, of course, this section started with Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer Biadoni. So Vayigash Elav Yehuda means that Yehuda made himself vulnerable, right? As we've spoken about, you know, Kiavdacha, Ravis Anar, Mima Vile Mori, Moav Yenu Elacha, Vechatasi Le Avi, Kol Hayamim, Yeshivnav, the Chatacha Sarnar, Ever Ladoni, Venar, Yali Mechav. So the point is, right, that there's this very deep and meaningful connection between the Vaigash Elav Yehuda, between Yehuda's capacity to make himself vulnerable on the one hand, and on the other hand, you know, for, you know, Yosef to reciprocate. Gishuna Eli Vayigashu. So this is a very important yesod in life, that when there's friction and things have broken down, what it takes is for somebody to come forward. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and then Yosef responds in kind. Gishuna Eli Vayigashu. We look in the Haftorah of Vayigash, this is really captured, right? This is the Psukim in Yechezkel, which deal the reconciliation between the fissured kingdoms of Yehuda and Yosef, right? And we talk there about this very seminal idea, you know, Eitz Echad Liuda, Uchsov Alav Yehuda, Veitz Echad Uchsov Alav Leves Yosef Chaverav, you know, Vayula Eitz Echad Biadacha, right? So this process of reconciliation requires a Vayigash in both directions. It requires a triggering of Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and it requires a reciprocation of Gishuna Eli Vayigashu from Yosef's part. And this is a story about how reconciliation is achieved in life in general. Vayigash Elav Yehuda is answered by Gishuna Eli Vayigashu, and this becomes a critical moment in the reconciliation. Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Osi Mitzrayim. Just to conclude with one final Hayara, that the truth of the matter is that Yosef is able to frame everything in terms of his own personal growth, ki lemechya shlachani Elohim lifneichem. Right, this is a continuation of things that we've observed in past parshios, where Elohim yaneh shlom paro excuse me, halol elokim pesronim sapru naleya salokim ani yarei kila michyash lachani elokim lefneichem. The entire idea is that Yosef is expressing to the brothers his deep conviction that this is all me'ez Hashem, ha'isezos.